What's up? I guess it's been being recorded.
It's being started.
Hello, everybody. This is Larry Goins. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Larry?
Doing excellent. I'm out on the road tonight. I got to go pick up my son at school. He's in a play, so I'm calling you from the road because my wife is not feeling well. I told her I wouldn't mind doing the call from the road. But anyway, I'm sitting in the parking lot at school just waiting on him to come out. But here we go. So how is everybody tonight?
Good.
No complaints.
Excellent. Well, this is the, I guess this is the first call of the new year, a new number, new information. We've got a new Larry Goins Inner Circle University knowledge base that you can log into. You should have your login for that. If not, you can reach out to customer service at LarryGoins.com where he can give you a login. But with this knowledge base, we have a lot of great recordings, a lot of good information, a bus tour, some information on analyzing deals, live calls done by me, as well as a tremendous amount of forms and documents and scripts and letters and spreadsheets and leases and lease options and land contracts and raising private money and all kind of stuff. So that's all brand new for the new year. So we're just trying to add more stuff and more benefits for our Inner Circle members. So if it's your first time joining us, welcome. We are pretty informal on this call. It's very laid back. I don't typically mute the lines. Everybody is really nice and gives each other a chance to ask questions, but I'll be here absolutely as long as you guys need me to. So let's just jump right in. Who has a question you would like to ask?
Hey, Larry, I do.
Good.
This is Jeff Pickford. Hey. I was there in the December batch.
Yeah.
The Knights are on board with me, too. And they were there as well. Hey, the phone numbers. You said one of the first things we need to do is to get two phone numbers. One for buying, one for selling. Are you forwarding those to your phone? So you're answering them all anyway? You're just getting them a different number, or what are you
doing? Okay, good question. Well, here's what I tell people: if you're doing this full time and you're just getting started, have them go to your mobile phone if you want to. Okay, if you're doing it all yourself. However, here's what we do: we have two different phone numbers. Well, we have more than that, but we have like a phone number to sell houses, and then we have a couple of phone numbers for us to buy houses, like 855-LARRY-BUYS is one number, and another one is 855-GABBY-BUYS. Okay, so those are two different numbers that go for seller leads, okay, for us to buy properties. And
right.
Also, we have that number set up through Zapier or Globeflow, where it goes right into Podio, all right, our Podio CRM. It goes right into there, and then what happens is it creates a task for whoever is in the role of either seller or buyer, okay, for seller mm-hmm. or buyer. Noah, for seller or buyers to, sorry, that was my son coming out.
No problem.
Hey, Noah, I'm on a Inner Circle call, okay? All right, so we have it set up through Podio where the lead automatically goes into Podio, and then it creates a task for whoever is in the role of working buyer leads or seller leads to call them. And that's the way we have it set up.
All right.
Does that make sense?
That, yeah, the Zapier or what were the other services?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Zapia, or what was the other service?
Zapier or Globeflow. Those are the two things that basically that help you sync it up between whoever you get your phone number from and Podio, if you use Podio. Do you use Podio right now? Do you use our Podio
system? I do not.
Okay.
I do not.
Okay. Well, if you use our Podio system, and I'm not trying to sell you, but if, you know, anybody who uses our Podio system, we set that up for you. All you got to do is get the phone numbers, and we'll handle everything on the back end to make it work for you.
Okay. I didn't know that was an option.
Yeah, not many people do know that we sell Podio because we don't really promote it and advertise it that much. But we sell the Podio system that we use, and we sell the websites that we use as well as a complete package.
What do you charge for that?
If you just want one or the other. I'm sorry?
What do you charge for that?
There's a monthly fee plus an upfront fee. It's not a tremendous amount. It's under $1,000 for everything upfront, and then there's a monthly. But the monthly help covers our Globeflow account, our Zapier account, our Podio account, our website hosting account, and all the updates and everything. So whoever signed you up for Inner Circle can tell you about it.
Doesn't work for you anymore.
Who is that?
That was Mr. Israel.
Oh, David. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you could just call the number, 2858, and you could ask them, 803-831-2858.
Okay.
And ask them about it. Tell them you were on the Inner Circle call and ask them about it. And they'll help you out. They'll answer it. Answer your questions and help you out.
Roger that.
But you can, depending on how much time you have, and depending on how technical you are, you know, you could learn to do Podio and the websites and Globeflow and all that stuff yourself.
Right.
What I understand, it's not that complicated, but we've already got ours set up. And I used to have a very, very extensive Podio system that would do anything. But the problem is nobody in the office would use it. So I had it. I hired some developers. I had them come into my office for an entire week, and I kept telling them, you got to keep it simple, keep it simple, keep it simple, so people will use it. So they even named it Simple Podio, and it's what we use in our business now. So anyway, I hope that helps with the phone number.
It does. Thank you.
Good. You're welcome. Who's next?
Larry, I got a question on making offers, and I'm concerned that if we put in a low offer, how do we know it's actually being presented to the other agent? Should we be doing a paper offer and then having that returned as a decline, or just accepting
I never push the issue and tell them I need a rejection letter. Because it's just going to make them mad. But you kind of feel them out on the phone. In other words, let's say you're on the phone with an agent. And you say, well, based on what you're telling me, it looks like I probably need to be around in the low to mid-30s. You know, do you have the kind of relationship with your seller where you could just shoot them an email or give them a call and tell them you got a cash buyer in this range and see if they want you to put it on paper? Because I want to get my offer submitted, but I don't want to waste your time because we all know nobody gets paid until the deal closes. So do you have that kind of relationship with your seller? You want to just give them a call and see if they want to put it on paper? And you can kind of go from there.
Yeah, I understand that, but I've seen a lot of reluctance for some of these real estate people to put in the offer. You know, they give you a funny look and say, well, I don't think that's going to work. But they know they have to put. They're supposed to put it in anyway. But there's no way of me forcing the issue without getting them upset. And frankly, I'm at a point that I don't give a shit whether they get upset.
Right, and I understand that. And I don't push the point. But whenever they tell me there's no way they would accept that, my standard response is, you know, I wish I had a dollar every time an agent told me that. And 30 days later, they were picking up a commission check because of me. Yep. Why don't we just give it a try and see what happens?
Yep.
Because they never come back with a...
Well, never get anything back, so we don't know, but we're going to have to pursue it a little further, I guess.
Well, do you call them and ask them what happened?
Well, yeah. What did you hear about that? They don't say anything. You say, well, it was just rejected. It was too low.
Yeah. Well, here's what you say to that. Then you say, well, you know, I can understand they would reject it, but, you know I'm not going to buy it for the price that I offered, but you know they're not going to sell it for the list price. So at least have them give me a counter. Let's keep the negotiating going, so hopefully we'll have a closing in the next 30 days or so.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Far as these telephone numbers, putting the ads in on Google for sellers and buyers, for people starting out that don't have the money to buy a Podio system, it's very difficult to do it otherwise. So you've got to use the phone system either through Google, that goes to your email, and a cell phone with a dedicated number that's tied into Google. That's possible, isn't it?
Absolutely. You can use a Google phone number, have it forwarded to your phone. You can have it forwarded to two phones at one time if you want, and whichever one picks it up first gets the call. You can do any of that stuff. You can keep a simple spreadsheet. You can have little 4x6 cards to keep up with all the calls and the offers. If you're making offers on the MLS, you can just use Zillow and save the property, and there's a place in Zillow you can make notes of your saved properties, and you can keep it there. You can even use Google to create a calendar reminder, and all that stuff is free.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's what some of the new people need that don't have money like me.
Right, and that's fine. That's okay. But you get a couple deals closed, and you're going to want to have some kind of a system, whether it's Podio or RealFlow or REI Black Book or something. You're going to want to have something to keep track of your stuff after you start doing at least a deal a month.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I hope that helps.
It does.
Good. Anybody else have a question?
What was the big one? For me. Kind of a boring call.
Well, you know, sometimes I'm on here for 2 hours. Sometimes I'm on here for 15 or 20 minutes. It just depends. I'll stay as long as anybody wants. Anybody have a question about anything? And it is a new number, so it could be some people didn't get the new information.
Yeah, we just got it from Corey from Utah. Just running away from Wisconsin. How you doing, Larry?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
Good. Not doing a whole lot of deals yet still.
Well, how many offers are you making a week?
One, two. Not nearly enough.
There's your
Not
sign.
Not enough.
There's
this
your sign.
I tell my guys in the office I want them to make 5 to 10 offers a day.
Okay, I'm going to get up
five
to that.
5 to 10 a day. That's 25 to 50 a week. If my guys are getting one deal a week each, and I'm not saying they are or they aren't, sometimes we get zero, sometimes they get three or four. But let's say they get one deal a week. If they're making 25 offers a week, 25 to 50 offers a week, and they're getting one deal a week, and you're making one, it's going to take you 25 to 50 weeks to get a deal,
yes,
which is a half a year to a year.
Does
that
make
sense?
It's just
a numbers game. It's just a numbers game. That's all it is. So what I want you to do is make a commitment to put in at least 3 offers a day. Once you do that for a couple of weeks, then bump it up to 5 offers a day.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
and keep track of it all and keep track of your follow-ups with your counters, and you'll soon get your first deal. You need to get two or three deals under contract to close on one of them, because one or two of them may not close. Even though
right.
you get it under contract, you might back out. Yeah, does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Good, good. Let me know how that goes, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Anybody else have a question?
Yeah, I heard all that, and I take it to heart. And I'm out watching the game, and I still made the call. So it's a new year for Mr. Mark. So I'm going to mute
Mark.
Myself so it doesn't mess up your noise here. But anyway.
No, that's okay.
It's a new year, man.
Mark, I'm really glad you're on the call. I'm really excited for you. And this is a new year, and this is your year. All right, buddy?
All right, baby. All right. But you hit the nail on the head there. It's about making offers. So
that's it.
Numbers.
That's it.
Numbers. All right, man. Thank
you.
There
you go. Enjoy the game.
Yeah, man.
All right. Anybody else have a question?
No question, Larry. This is John and Catherine Knight. I'll give you some good news that we just got presented with in the last day or two.
Okay.
Our real estate agent here has just got her broker's license and has agreed to offer to let us use her NADI number, or what is it, whatever it is?
NAID
number for the HUD. So we're
that is great.
That.
Good news.
Yeah, very good.
That is good. That is good. Well, I'm really happy. Let me know how that goes, and just keep them updated on everything. And that's the one way that you're going to lose them.
What do you mean we're going to lose them?
You want to make sure that, especially if you're putting in the offers yourself,
right.
that you're keeping them in the loop every time you get, you know, a counter or an offer accepted or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
sense?
Good.
That's good. Congratulations on that.
Yep, thank you. It took some effort.
You're welcome.
Catherine got it.
You're welcome.
She's been working hard to get her broker's license.
Awesome. That's good to hear. Well, good. Anybody else have a question?
No. Hey, Larry, this is Corey in Utah. I've got one just real quick.
Hey.
So, have you ever done a deal where you buy, okay, you know, kind of one of the reasons for getting into real estate investing is just to create the life that you want. Have
right.
you ever done a deal where you buy a cabin or something like that for yourself on a, you know, 100-acre or 200-acre parcel that can be subdivided down to like a 10-acre parcel, so you shave off the 10 with the cabin on it and then sell off the 100 or 200 acre parcel? And generally, you know, a 200 acre parcel is worth about the same as a 190 acre parcel. So you end up getting the cabin for free.
Right. I have not done that specific thing myself. I do have a mountain house that we go to, but it wasn't on like 100 acres or anything. However, you're in Utah, you said, right?
Yeah, and so there are some big parcels.
There's some big parcels, and there's also some pretty big developers out there that sell what they call a recreational land, that they'll go and buy, you know, 100 acres or 500 acres, and they'll subdivide it into 10 acres. They'll put in a road through the middle of it, even if it's just a dirt road, okay? And they'll put up a gate, you know, at the beginning of it, at the road. And then what they do is they sell it off in 10-acre parcels, but instead of selling it for cash, they sell it and get, you know, 10% or so down, and then they owner finance it and carry the paper, and they either keep the paper or they can sell the paper. And that is not affected by Dodd-Frank because it's not a personal residence. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I know exactly what you're talking about. They market them as like mini ranches or something like that. But you see, you know, they have radio ads and billboards and things like that. And yeah, seems pretty smart. At least another.
Yeah, and the good news is because they market it as a mini ranch or market it as a recreational land, they don't have to put in water or sewer or curbs and gutters or clear or grade or gravel or pave. And all they have to do is put in a road, get it surveyed and subdivided, put a gate up at the entrance and with a lock on it and give everybody the code that buys a lot. And people go down there and put their RVs, they camp out. It usually works best if there's a place with like a stream or you know, a lake or a stream or a creek, you know, so they have access to water. So
yeah.
So that works out pretty good. And you can end up actually selling it, you know, and getting all your money back and, you know, and have the payments come in.
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea. And here's the thing. I haven't seen anybody marketing that recently. It seems like they market that for a year. I remember in 2006 or 7 they marketed it. And then, you know, a year or two ago they marketed some very similar properties. But I haven't seen anybody doing that recently. So, yeah, that might be really something to look into.
There's a family out in Utah. I believe I can't remember if they're near Salt Lake or not, but they've been doing that for years, and they sell a lot of land like that, and they have a lot of land. If I'm not mistaken, I don't think they do this, but you can go to eBay and look for land for sale with owner financing and see what the competition is and what they're doing and how they're doing it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Good. Well, I hope that helps.
Yeah, it does. Hey, another question is, do you have anything that you would recommend for us now on Audible that you've been listening to recently?
Let me pull it up. The first thing that comes to mind is Never Split the Difference. That's a really good one. It's a good negotiating book. Never Split the Difference is the name of it. It's by he's either FBI or something hostage negotiator. I got Sean McCluskey's book recently, Life and Air, on Audible. He just recently put it on Audible, called Life and Air. That's a good one. There's another good one called Never Be Lied to Again. That's a good one. I always like anything with taxes. The Tax and Legal Playbook is good. Profit First is good. And, oh, here's a good one, Zero Resistance Selling. And Tax-Free Wealth. That's a Rich Dad book, Tax-Free Wealth by Tom Wheelwright. I'm all about saving money on taxes.
All right. So, Larry, tell me. Sorry, I got cut off for a second there. But what did you say before Never Be Lied to Again?
Before Never Be Lied to Again was...
It was a Life and Air you were talking about.
Oh, Life and Air. Okay, I was scrolling back up to see what was above that. Okay, Life and Air.
Life and Air. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, awesome. Thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome. Hope that helps. Anybody else have a question?
I got a quick one. I'm asking it for Joyce, but she's being quiet. How's the best way to determine the market?
The best way to determine the market. Well, that's a very broad question. That's like saying, how much does a car cost? So,
okay.
What are you really looking at? What are you looking to do? What part of the market? Are you talking about the price range or days on the market or interest rates? I mean, there's so many different variables. You know, are you wholesaling? Are you doing lease options? Are you seller financing? Are you doing fix and flips? So if you tell me what you're doing, I'll tell you my opinion.
Okay. Now, as far as what I'm doing, I'm looking to do more wholesaling. I think she was talking about Filthy Riches.
Yeah. Larry, this is Joyce here in New York.
Hey.
Yes, I was speaking with Ron before when we were both on the wrong phone number. And I haven't been in touch with you in a while. I'm the girl that was there with Neil last year.
Right.
And yeah. We really haven't been doing much of anything. But I was hoping to not stay in the New York area because it's such a hot market that it's very hard to find motivated sellers. Everything is bought up very quickly. So I wanted to go outside of the New York market, but if I wanted to do wholesaling, I have to pick, you know, a different market that's not too far away. But then again, anything that's like 2 hours away isn't easy to get to, so it really wouldn't matter where I would be doing it in. The whole thing is, if I want to wholesale, I really have to zero in on a market, pick a part of the market that's active enough, and then become apprised of what things are selling for so that I could know what a good deal is. So it's a whole little thing that I would have to embark on, and I'd like to see if I could get Neil motivated to do the same thing. But I was thinking perhaps of maybe something like somewhere in the Philadelphia area, maybe the outskirts of Philly. I know that's a good market. But it would require me knowing what things are going for there, how many days on the market, in order to zero in on like a certain zip code or a certain neighborhood. Do you have any pointers on how to do that?
Yes, I have a couple of things in mind. You're in the city, right? New York City?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. What about upstate?
Well, you see, upstate, too, it's like it's a needle in. It's so broad. Even upstate, I would have to, like, really zero in and narrow it down to a neighborhood, to a county,
okay.
And then to
okay.
a neighborhood.
Hold on. Let's back up a little bit. Whenever you're looking for deals, okay?
Yes.
And you guys are going to wholesale, so whenever you're looking for deals, you can go one of two ways. You can go deep or you can go wide, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by deep or wide is if you're in New York City and you want to buy and sell in New York City, okay?
Yes.
There's a lot of competition, not as many properties. You're going to have to go deep into that market, meaning you're going to have to do stuff other than the MLS, Craigslist, bandit signs, direct mail, virtual assistants, and run your own ads, Facebook marketing, social media marketing, pay-per-click advertising, bird dogs, property locators. You're going to have to do a lot of stuff if you stay in one central area, whether it's New York or Philadelphia or Rochester or wherever, okay?
Yes.
Or if you want to go wide, forget zip codes, forget neighborhoods, and just zero in on about two or three options, like maybe MLS, HUD, and Craigslist. Or bandit signs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, but you don't have to zero in on neighborhoods and zip codes. I don't do that. My market is North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. And, like, right now I've got a house in Allander. I never even said the word Allander before I got this house under contract. I didn't even know Allander, North Carolina existed. So, but I got the house under contract. It was listed for like 60 something, and I got it for 30 something, and we're wholesaling it for 40 something. So I didn't even know it existed before then. So, but it was right off the MLS.
Okay. So now that it was on the MLS,
you don't have to worry about the values and learning the neighborhood and the zip codes, because going online and doing your research and pulling comps will do that for you.
I see.
Good. Good. Does that help?
It does. But now, if that place, Orlando, is not really near exactly where you usually do your business, now you have to find cash buyers in that area, right, that want that area. Is that right? Or do you have
No, them? Not necessarily. Here's what we do. When we get a house under contract, we either drive out there or we send somebody out, and they put out about 20 to 30 foreclosure signs that say foreclosure with the price of the house. And then we put it also on Craigslist. We put it on our website. We email our buyers list. We run local ads, and we get that house sold. And a lot of times the buyers that buy them in these little small towns out away from us, they're just local people that are looking for a deal, whether they're going to fix it up and live in it, or fix it up and rent it out, or fix it up and sell it. They're just local people. And we don't even sell to our buyers list a lot of the times. It's all new buyers that come in.
I see. And that's Bandit Signs, Craigslist, and your website?
Right.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
All right, that's an answer. That sounds like a plan.
Good. Let me know how it goes, okay?
Okay, yes. Thank you very much. And thank
You're
you to Ron.
You're very welcome. That's good.
So
anybody else have a question?
Larry, then it basically could be anywhere. If you find a house and you're running comps and you look around, it could be anywhere, I guess.
Absolutely, it could. As long as you have somebody that will go take a look at the property, take a bunch of pictures for you,
mm-hmm.
and put your signs out.
Okay. All right. Maybe that sounds a little that sounds easier going wide than going deep. Then.
That's the way I do it.
Okay. Well, that's somebody good to follow. If we could all only follow your example, we'd all be in better shape.
The key is making offers. That's the key.
Okay. You know what? While I do have your attention, I did a friend request on the Inner Circle Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
Do you think you could take care of that? And
yeah, I'll get Jeff to approve those. He usually goes in once a week and approves them, but he's a little bit behind right now because we were out of the office over the Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's. So,
mm-hmm.
but I'll get him to go in and approve those.
Okay. The other thing is, could I be on? I don't think I'm on the Inner Circle mailing list because I don't get any notifications of any kind.
If you will, well, how did you find out about this phone number?
I have it from Dean from a while ago, but it was the old phone number, and we were just on the old phone number, and Corey gave us the new number.
Oh, okay. Okay, so if you'll email customerservice@LarryGoins.com,
yes,
and he'll give you all the new call-in information.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anybody else have a question? Anybody else? Well, you guys ended up having some pretty good questions. Remember, guys, you can always email me in between these calls. Also, remember, we have some new calls that are coming up as well. in addition to these biweekly Q&A calls, we also have biweekly ASAP calls. That stands for the Accelerated Success Accountability Program. It's motivational calls to keep you on track, with help you through with things like time management and organization and things like that. In addition to that, we've added two more calls a month. One call is where we do actual live calls with sellers and buyers, and another one is where we do live deal analysis. We take a deal, and we all analyze it together on the call. So if you don't have that call-in information, make sure you email customerservice@larrygoins.com to make sure you get that call-in information as well, because it's a different number in addition to the other numbers. All right?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Larry.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Anybody else have a question?
No, I didn't see anything about that.
Okay.
All right, going once. Going twice. All right, guys, thank you all for being on this call. I really appreciate it. We appreciate your business. And please keep making offers and keep us updated on what's going on. And remember, we're here to help you with anything that you need in between any of these calls. And make sure you log in to the knowledge base and check out all that information that we've just added. You're going to love it. And give me some feedback and let me know how you like it, okay?
Well, sounds good.
All right, sounds good, guys. Have a good night.
Good night.
You too. Good night, Larry.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night.